fourth parak 13th of Shavuos 13th Mishnah. Mashpi ani aleichem. If he says, "I'm making you swear," Metzave ani aleichem. I'm commanding you bishvua. He has to say the word shvua. But I'm commanding you. He doesn't say I'm mashpiu bishvua. I'm commanding the shvua. Ostrechem ani. I'm answering you with the shvua. That even though he didn't say I'm being mashbiah with the shvuah, that's good enough, and it's considered harei l'chayim. It's considered shvuah. He says b'shemayim ba'oretz that I'm mashbiah you b'shemayim ba'oretz. That is not a lashon of the shvuah, because the shvuah is v'shem, in the name of Hashem. If you say b'shemayim ba'oretz, then you're taking the shvuah out of its context. Baal of dalad, if you say ba'adnus the shem Hashem or yudkei of the shem Hashem or shakai svoko ischanun v'rachem erech apayim rav chesed v'chol akinuim erech l'chayovim. That even though you did not use one of the names of Hashem that cannot be erased, Rachem Elchanan is not a broch levatol to say Hashem Shemay levatol, but since it's a nickname of Hashem, that's also enough for a shvur. A mekayel bekulam, someone curses his friend or ex-friend with one of these names of Hashem, also is chayv the Rabbi Meir. Chachom and poitrim, chachom say that you chayv on shvur only when you mekayel the shem amiyuchud. Yud kei pavkin. A mekayel obavima bekulam chayv the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says also the death penalty of cursing one's parent is also, if even if he uses the name of a kinuyim of Hashem, v'chachom and poitrim. Chom says, but till he uses the shem of Yuchad. Makal atzmai v'chaveir b'kulim. He curses himself or a friend with any of these names of Hashem. Oyvim b'loisa say. There's no death penalty, but still over in Yisrael. Loisa say. Yakcha elikim v'chein yakcha elikim zu ola ksuv v'tayre. He says that you should be smitten by Hashem. If you do not testify for me, that is also a type of shvuah, and he will have to bring the korban. Al yakher, if he says in an opposite form that if you do testify me, you will not be smitten, or you will be blessed. Yivarecha yitiv lechol, be good for you. Rabbi Meir mechayif. Rabbi Meir says that since it's implied that if you do testify me, you will be blessed, that means that if you don't testify me, you'll be cursed. That's enough to constitute a shvuah. Chom poitim, they say you have to speak it out.